Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Attacks are incredibly rare. Last year, there were only 41 in the U.S. Florida had the most with 16. Three more last week, and this chilling scene in Pensacola, a large shark lurking in the water as swimmers scrambled to get back on the beach.
So, you know how you like to take that cool video and it gets a lot of attention on social media, and then the local news picks it up, and then the national news picks it up, and then before you know it, what you're telling people is, don't go to Pensacola, it's not safe. It is safe. I mean, it is. But, you know, that's what happens. The gal who shot that video, as David's been reporting this morning, was on GMA. And then you had, you know, the news is covering it, showing this dramatic video of this shark swimming around at Pensacola Beach and, you know, going after the fish. And as she says, rightly, and this is just kind of an interesting exercise in human psychology, what's the beginning of that report say?
Unprovoked shark attacks are incredibly rare.
So that's the takeaway, right? That's the thing you need to think about. But your brain doesn't work on logic. Most people's brains don't work very well on logic. You can hear uncommon, doesn't happen. And in this case, nothing bad actually did happen. It went after some fish and then it swam away. Like, not a problem. Unfortunately, the way your brain works is, you know, you saw a shark and you remember Jaws and you've heard other reports of times when people got attacked. And it's kind of this, I don't love to use this terminology, but you'll understand it. It's triggering. Okay, and it works to produce the effect in your brain as if it had been a shark attack. Like, it, and I know it's a little weird to say it this way, but here you had an incident of a shark being safe around people, right? Because the takeaway is there was a shark, there was a bunch of people, and nobody got bit, right? That's the news. The fact is there was a shark, and there's been several of these videos lately, right? There was a shark. There were people. Nothing happened. You would think the takeaway from that would be, oh, see, no big deal. Because that is the proposition that the evidence supports. But the reality is what people take away from this is, oh, no, as if somebody got bit. Because of the way human psychology works, because instead of tapping into the safety parts of your brain that are pretty weak, generally speaking, because, you know, your brain was developed to avoid danger. It taps into the part of your brain that says, run, scary, danger, bad stuff, which has been amplified by all of the movies you've seen and all of the terrible, horrible news reports that you've heard or read or watched. And, you know, again, a safe event produces the takeaway in your brain of the beach is as dangerous or more dangerous than I ever thought it was. It's kind of like when, you know, people who are afraid of planes, okay? People who are afraid to fly on planes because they're not rational compared to a car, right? Massively safer. But doesn't matter. That's not how the brain works. So you're afraid to go on a plane and on a ride that for most people would be a safe experience because you took off, you went up, you came down, all good, right? That's how the normal brain processes it. But a person who's been traumatized by, for example, maybe they had a close call themselves, or maybe they had a relative, or maybe they just watched the 84,000 times you have seen the 9/11 footage, you've watched a bunch of movies where there's plane crashes. So what happens is you go on a plane, and when it's starting to take off, you're terrified. And when it's getting airborne, you're like clutching on the handles. And then when it's up in the air, you're like, I can't let down my defenses. Bad things can happen. And then when it lands the whole time, and you see, you know, because planes always wiggle a little bit on landing, and it always kind of have that moment where you're like, I hope this works. You know, little tiny spindle legs are going to stop this whole big plane. And then, you know, it stops, and you're white knuckles on the, you know. So your body experienced a safe plane ride. Nothing bad happened. Your brain experienced 100 crashes because that's what you were imagining. That's what your brain experienced. That's why you had the terror. So just our brains are funny that way. And I say all of that just to say this. You have this video that shows a safe interaction between sharks that we know live where in the water? All the water. Is there water? Yes. Are there sharks? Yes, right? It's if then. But the takeaway is in the mind of potential travelers, vacationers, or even locals is, you know, there's one little nudge towards don't go there. We don't need those nudges. We don't need those nudges. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And bad accident. This is I-10 westbound, and I've got the video pulled up, and it is a standstill because they've got all of the lanes blocked at I-10 westbound, and this is around mile marker 24. It's where this accident is. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're 64 years old, turning 65, and you're going to change over onto Medicare, which is what you do, you need a little bit of help doing it. I mean, it's not that hard of a thing to do, but what happens is people have questions. You know, what supplement? What's Advantage? What is Medicaid? Does Medicaid cover me? What about prescription drugs? And unfortunately, you have these sort of organizations out there who will send you emails and send you letters and call you and make you feel stressed about it even more than you might naturally be. So here's what you just call. I've got a good friend, Ricky Stewart. I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's great people. If I were 64, I'd be calling her. Okay, call her. She does insurance. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does, is just getting people signed up for Medicare. Very simple. She can answer your questions. She'll sit down with you. She's a super sweetheart. You'll trust me when you meet her, you'll know. But just give her a call, 341-2185, or check her out online at Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea time's at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
She's lost that loving feeling.
She's like, no, she hasn't.
Yes, she has.
She has not lost that love.
Goose, she's lost it.
Matt, come on.
I hate it when she does that.
Supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello.
I love the text we just got in about the shark thing. Said it's not so much fear, it's respect for the shark's house. Raising awareness to leave them alone and let them do what they do. Chase fish. Chase fish, that's right. 621 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay, and great fireworks show last night, as always. Huge fireworks. Lots of people downtown. Our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, carrying the simulcast for the music, which is a lot of work to put all that music together, and we appreciate the Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals funding it, and then the Stars and Sparks before that that we carried on News Radio. It's just, you know, it's a great night. It's always one of these, like, man, I just love this town. It's kind of one of those, you know, those sort of days, in addition, of course, loving this country. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, the U.S. and Russia in talks about a possible prisoner swap involving a Wall Street Journal reporter that, according to a Kremlin spokesperson, reporter Evan Gershkovich is accused of spying by Russia, and the Kremlin, of course, wanting to have the talks in complete silence is what they're saying. Flight issues apparently still plaguing a lot of travelers as they try to get home from their 4th of July weekends. FlightAware says there have been 4,000 delays and almost 500 flights canceled nationwide. Looking at the Pensacola airport, everything looks pretty good there. And authorities still looking for a Humvee that was apparently stolen from the California National Guard in Santa Rosa. California, and police say it appears that somebody broke into their armory Monday night and drove away with the Humvee. They believe the thief used it to ram through the gate on the way out as well.
Oops. this
on Stripes?
Like a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, they got the RV and they took it for a spin in the Alps, right?
So, that's right. Yeah, they were going to go to Czechoslovakia. It's the same thing. We'll be back Monday. Wow.
I do think I have some of the, we caught some of the meeting audio from this Russia-America negotiation over the prisoner release.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when they're talking about the importance of keeping everything on the down low.
Now, Max, it seems to me that...
Just a minute, Chief. Isn't this top security?
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't we activate the cone of silence?
Do you know what that stupid TV show is, David? Do you know Gret Smart?
Yes. Okay. I watched all those shows growing up.
Okay, now you've said it on the air. You've made the claim. What was in his shoe?
I don't remember.
See? I'm going to call you out. Candy.
With his phone.
Oh, that's the best show, though. It's genuinely fantastic. It's like the terriblest, worst, embarrassing, funny, awesome show you grew up on. So, not, you know, we did. Well, Candy didn't, because she's 29.
I'm 29.
There you go. David, thanks so much for the update.
Thanks,
624 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man, what else do we have going on? Oh, don't tan with beer.
What?
Oh, no. So, I've come to the conclusion that TikTok is the How to Kill You app.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's for. It's weird dance moves and, you know, goofy stuff all around. And then it's like, do these things that are likely to kill you. Apparently, the new rage on TikTok is pouring beer on your body to enhance your tanning. You can't make this stuff up. It's so stupid. And yet, of course, you know that's a terrible idea, right? Like, come on. You know, you took seventh grade science. Like, that's not going to do anything good for you. Oh, no, it stimulates the melanin. Shut up. Shut up. It's just bad. Don't. If somebody tells you to do something on TikTok, your best advice is do the opposite. Whatever they're telling you to do, do the opposite, because so many of these trends are likely to hurt people, and that's just not a good plan. 625 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, I-10 westbound at mile marker 24 just started moving. I've got the camera on it. It's moving very, very slow, but it was a standstill a little earlier. Again, moving now, just slow. That's I-10 westbound at mile marker 24, and that's the only thing that I'm seeing right now. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, fantastic. Just, I mean, she really is. I know her as a person. You know, I knew her when she was in the news. I know her and her husband. They're just great people. And, you know, one of the things that she's told me is she just wants to help. You know, just wants to help folks feel confident about the process, buying or selling, get good advice buying or selling. Even sometimes when the good advice is, you know, maybe you shouldn't sell your home. She's told me stories like where she'd tell people, I just don't think you'd be happier buying a home. I think you're happier staying where you're at. Or, you know, there are times when it makes more sense to rent. Maybe not as frequently, but why would somebody who's a realtor who gets paid to buy and sell your home, why would she tell you that it's better for you to rent? If it is. I mean, if it is, like, that's how you build credibility. That's how you do for people what makes sense and bring them your expertise and really help them. So whether you're buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, great experts, sold over 230 homes last year. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth, 723-9158. Do you watch tennis at all, Candy? Are you a fan?
I know what it is. Okay. Yeah, no, I've watched tennis. I haven't watched it lately, like on news or anything. But yeah, sure.
The reason I bring this up is because, you know, Wimbledon historically has been infamous for requiring that all the clothes be white.
Yeah, that's true.
All white clothing.
Sure.
And actually, they're not the only ones, but like across sports, there's kind of been this emphasis on white. But
and all the country clubs in the movies.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, so here you have a challenge where, okay, women play tennis. Women have bodies that routinely, let's say once a month, have things that happen. Everybody knows, right? Everybody knows. The problem with
women goes through many changes.
That's right. And the problem with being required to wear all white clothing.
Tell me.
Is that Wimbledon is a 2-week tournament, and that means somewhere in the vicinity of a third to half of the female competitors are going to have
arts and crafts day at that camp.
Exactly.
Right. The underwear camp.
This is a problem because you're making women have to do all kinds of bizarre things in order to accommodate their bodies and this stupid rule that, I mean, I kid you not, what some of the players will do is they will have special, like, signals that they're the people that are their close relatives and their coaches in the stands, like a signal to be like, hey, you know, you're showing something we can see, and so you need to go take care of that because... And she's got to be distracted by thinking about people. Women will actually, historically, because you can kind of manage when your period comes on the basis of using, you know, for example, the pill by, you know, doing a week skip. That's something that people do sometimes to manage, like for weddings. There's all kinds of stuff that goes into this. But I'm just saying, you know, because you can.
No, you can't.
There's some management. But the point is that women have to deal with this. And Wimbledon's like, well, tough for you. You just have to wear white. Finally, they are allowing women to wear not white, particularly undergarments. Like, it's amazing that it took them this long to figure it out, but can you imagine? It's something that you maybe never think about and maybe nobody ever talks about, but I think it's, you know, it's one of these, like, just a real fact that women have to deal with in sports, and the Wimbledon had never been willing to accommodate the concerns that had been raised about this, something as trivial as allowing them to wear non-white undergarments for one, you know, which they finally are. So good for them. I mean, just how did it take so long? I don't know. People are stupid. But thank goodness they finally did. Oh, on the flip side.
I think how much better Serena and Venus would have been. I mean, well, just, I can't even imagine.
And you know, obviously that can affect your body in all kinds of physiological ways. And some people are having to deal with it. Some people are not. And not just in tennis, by the way. But, you know, think about other women's sports, soccer, all kinds of other women's sports that deal with some of these same kinds of concerns. Anyway, one of the other things, just to kind of lighten the mood a little bit, because I thought that was I'm glad they did it. It just was dumb that took them this long to figure this out. Meanwhile, at Wimbledon also, different story is, I guess at Wimbledon they have quiet rooms?
For
like,
what?
For meditation and prayer, I guess. I don't know. It was news to me. So people are not using them only for meditation and prayer.
I know what they're using them for.
They're using.
Is that what they're using them for?
Yes.
No. At Wimbledon?
Yes. So they'll see a person go in and then another person go in and then two people come out. And they seem to be, you know, happy afterwards. And so Wimbledon doesn't want to lock the doors on the quiet rooms, but let's just say that not everything going on in the rooms is quiet.
That's great.
I'll just put it that way. What do you have coming up, David?
There was a man charged after a traffic stop. We'll tell you more after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. It's going to be a day in court for the man accused of going on a shooting spree in Philadelphia Monday, killing five people and injuring two children. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
The man who did this will be facing multiple counts of murder and will also be facing multiple counts of aggravated assault as a first-degree felony, weapons charges, among others.
The Macy's fireworks show lit up the night sky over the Big Apple. And courtesy of NBC, but it was a different story down in Texas. One person was killed, four others were injured after a fireworks explosion at an event venue in Gilmer, Texas, in the northeastern part of the state. Then at the White House, a suspicious powder was found in the West Wing. It tested positive for cocaine on a preliminary test. Secret Service is investigating. Further testing is underway. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 82 this morning. Partly cloudy skies. Looks like an absolutely gorgeous morning here in Pensacola. Escambia County deputies say they arrested a man with an organized drug dealing kit in a toolbox last night. Now, this all started with a traffic stop over on Kenmore and Highway 29. And deputies say they stopped a driver that wasn't wearing a seatbelt and had a vehicle that wasn't properly registered. A canine officer then apparently alerted to that vehicle during a search. Deputies say they found what they're calling an organized drug dealer kit. This was in a Milwaukee toolbox. And deputies say inside that toolbox, they found scales, smoking pipes, fentanyl, meth, packaging baggies, and needles, as well as a pair of brass knuckles. 52-year-old James Davis was arrested. He faces multiple drug charges. Now he remains in the Escambia County Jail today on $113,000 bond. No issues. That's the word right now from Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons after the new permitless carry gun law went into effect this week. He says so far they haven't received any calls about people attempting to open carry a gun, which is still illegal.
Well, my biggest concern would be and remains that someone will try to conceal carry but not do it well.
Yeah.
You know, and a gun would fall out or, mm-hmm. or something like that would happen. And quite honestly, if that's happened, we haven't got any report of it.
And Simmons says he can't recall any complaints about open carrying even in the last few years here in Escambia County. We also heard earlier this week from Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, who also said they haven't had any issues since that new law went into effect on Saturday. The new permitless carry law does allow people to carry a gun without a permit, but there's still some exceptions, including anybody who would have previously been prohibited and certain government buildings, schools, or city council or county commission meetings. Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says a man shot and killed his brother at a home on Fort Morgan Road Monday. 49-year-old James Estabrook was arrested on Tuesday. The victim identified as his brother, Jason Estabrook, who was found with three gunshot wounds in the front yard of their home and pronounced dead at the scene of that. And investigators say the brothers had some type of altercation and James ended up shooting Jason three times during that argument. Beach safety leaders in Alabama say they're not taking any chances in making sure that 4th of July crowds stayed safe while they were in the water over the long holiday weekend.
So we have five UTVs along with three trucks, and then we also have the ALEA helicopter that is staffed with a lifeguard from Gulf Shores, lifeguard from Orange Beach.
And that is Joe Ethan Phillips. He's the safety chief in Gulf Shores. He says two lifeguards were stationed on that helicopter in case anybody further out in the waters ended up being in distress. Marco Rubio had a 4th of July tweet that's going viral, or at least getting thousands of likes now. Senator Rubio tweeted yesterday that we have many influential people who see America as an evil nation built on stolen land who are offended by our flag, patriotic songs, and chants of USA. He tweeted, Please make sure your kids understand that those people may be rich, famous, or have fancy degrees, but they also happen to be nuts, he said. The tweet's now drawn over 6,000 likes and 800 retweets. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Andrew McKay and Dave Ramsey recommend. they're right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Taking a look around, there was an accident, and not an accident, there was a car fire. I-10 westbound at mile marker 24. Now, that has been moved, and it looks like everything is moving smoothly now, but it was a parking lot just a little bit earlier. And still very slow down to one lane, I-10 westbound at mile marker 24. No doubt it is tying things up at Avalon. Looks like Avalon's doing okay, not showing any problems there. If you see an accident or a slowdown or certainly have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. 6:35, and now our Channel 3 weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, especially in the afternoon, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76 degrees. We're going to be seeing that rain chance continue as we head into the end of the week. Thursday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 93. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 82, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. There are growing fears of a strike at the nation's largest delivery company. The union representing 340,000 drivers, package handlers, and loaders at UPS is accusing the firm of walking away from negotiations over a new contract. UPS is pointing the finger right back at the union, saying it's made workers a historic offer. The union unanimously rejected that deal. The current labor contract expires at the end of the month. Workers have already voted to authorize a strike. More good news for the tourism and hospitality industry. The 4th of July holiday period smashed all sorts of records for travel. The TSA says Friday was the busiest air travel day on record as 2.88 million passengers passed through checkpoints. The TSA adds individual records were broken at airports across the country. Back to work on Wall Street after yesterday's holiday break. The market will try to continue its hot year to date, but right now futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit BeSensibleSmart.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at BeSensibleSmart.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on, get me now. Is you with me now? Then biggie, biggie bounce.
I'm a big fan of the boiled hot dog. I like the hot dogs that are cooked on the grill or on
the grill marks and stuff.
Yeah, like they're you. Like a little bit of crispy burn marks. I hate when you go somewhere and they pull the hot dog out of the boiling water and you're just like, never mind.
Well, it's like Dodger
just
dogs.
There's... Take it back.
I'm so in agreement with Jim Edmonds on this.
Well, it's like Dodger dogs.
There's... Take it back.
Dodger dogs, look.
I grew up going there, and I thought they were the greatest thing. And then when I played there, I got one, and I thought, what did I do all these years when I was a kid?
They're not good. They're just not.
They're really not. So he's having this conversation with Chip Carey. And just to kind of set the stage, I want to give you a little bit of the flavor for Jim Edmonds as a commentator. You'll understand why in just a minute. He's a former Angel. He played for the Cardinals for a long time. He'll never make it in the Hall of Fame, but he's one of the best center fielders I've ever watched play the game. A little bit of a showboater, you know? He'd, like, go a little slower to get to a ball so that he could dive to get the ball. You know, that kind of... It was always fun to watch, like, an amazing fun to watch. So they're having this big old conversation, something that's been actually in the news a little bit lately about, you know, what's the right stuff to put on the hot dog. I'll tell you about that in a second.
But I did see you do something with the hot dog that's just... I don't understand.
Wait a second.
Ketchup. Get ketchup on the hot dog. What's up with that?
Chunky ketchup.
That's called salsa. That's a different thing.
You
can't put ketchup
butter
on a hot dog.
Why not?
No.
Ketchup and mustard, relish, onions, everything.
No ketchup. All that other stuff is great. A little celery salt.
You are the quirky guy. You know that?
But no, this and this has become a thing now because Heinz, you know, has come out with the recommendation that you should refrigerate the ketchup or whatever. And there's this raging conversation we've been having for years, you know, over do you or don't you refrigerate it. And there's one last, just for context, because I want you to get to know Jim Edmonds before I play you the clip that's relevant for the news, okay? And they were talking about the hot dog eating contest yesterday with Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
He's an eating machine. 15 of the last 16 years, he has won the mustard belt.
The what?
It's called the mustard belt.
That proves my point. It's not the ketchup belt. It doesn't belong to a hot dog. Thank you very much.
That's exactly right. It is not called the ketchup belt because no adult should ever eat ketchup on a hot dog. But that's beside the point. Okay, that's a side issue. Okay? The thing I wanted to give you a sense of is kind of, you know, this is the sort of commentary you get is they have fun, which is always, you know, I like it when commentators have fun, especially when the game's not particularly tense. It's just, you know, it's like you're, it makes you feel like you're sitting in the bleachers watching a game with the beer and hanging out. And this is, you kind of got your expert who's calling the game, but also they're having some fun with you. Okay. All right. That's just backdrop. Here's the one that got Jim Edmonds in the news over the last couple of days.
I actually got quite a few messages on social media about some of the teams, and then, you know, it's really funny is when people reach out to you and say, hey, I'm from this area and we really love our baseball here, and somebody else will say, yeah, I wish they had the old names that they used to have. And it's just funny to hear everyone's opinion.
What were some of the ones that you've got inquiries on?
The Spokane one, I got a couple of people reach out and said they're from Spokane with the Indians, and I thought it was cool. I was like, I'm still shocked that, you know, that we've changed so much as a whole that I'm not allowed to have the Cleveland Indians anymore, the Guardians. And I'm saying that too because my wife is partial Native American Indian, and you know, I always thought it was a kind of a cool thing, not a bad thing, to have a team named after, you know, the Indians or vice versa, whatever, the Washington Redskins, all that stuff.
On the ground, second, Dubon, nice play.
So here's the thing. There are people whose job, apparently, I don't know if they get paid for it or not, but their job is to be, what's the word I can say on the radio? their job is to be unpleasant on social media. And the amount of comments complaining about Jim Edmonds being stupid or backwards or Neanderthal or needs to be canceled or whatever, because he had the audacity to say, you know, I don't know, I kind of think it's honoring, you know, when you have these things. And I had people talk to me about how they, you know, they like the Spokane Indians, you know, a high A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies that didn't undergo a name change. Of course, the Cleveland Indians went to the Guardians, and, you know, the Redskins, you don't call them the Redskins anymore. They're the what is the name for the Washington team now? All of a sudden, I can't think of it. The Commanders.
Oh, the
That's
Commanders.
Right, the Commanders.
I mean, Commanders.
So crazy. Anyway, so to me, as I'm sure you would expect, this is an incredibly mild thing to say. He's just basically saying, you know, I'm surprised as a culture we've moved so rapidly on something like this that seems, you know, kind of vaguely honoring. And, you know, my wife is half Indian. I don't, you know, whatever. But, oh, no, you know, you can't have any dissent in the ranks. You can't have anybody disagree. I'm not going to quote you all of the people on Twitter. I've had a kind of a change of mind lately on this question of whether to quote people on Twitter, because I think that the idea that the snarkiest, meanest, most unkind thing that people post on Twitter isn't actually news. You know, if you ever read online news stories, you see a lot of, here's what the news is and here's what Twitter thought about it. Twitter is just the comment section. You know, like if you go to the, you know, any news site, then you're going to have the content and then you're going to have the comments down below. And you would never think to, like, quote Gary S. as a news source.
No, absolutely, yeah.
In his comment from page 23 of the 600 comments, it's absurd. But somehow or other, we've gotten ourselves into this habit as news organizations that we treat the tweets as if those are actual news. And unless you're a subject matter expert or you have authority in an area and therefore your words matter, it's not news. It's just snarky, stupid, distracting entertainment. And so the fact that a bunch of people on Twitter think Jim Edmonds is dumb, okay. You know, the people in the comments section think somebody's dumb, okay. I don't have any problem with anything that he said. And frankly, I want a world in which people can say stuff like he said and raise the question and express the incredibly mild. Do you remember we were talking the other day about Jamila Jamil just raising a question about transgender sports and, you know, how dare she raise the question? Well, who looks like the totalitarian now that you can't even have a question get asked or a dissenting idea even be raised as a possibility? No, we have to shut up the people who disagree with us and punish them. And, you know, the calls for him to be resigned, you know, the calls for him to be, you know, thrown out and get, you know, lose his job. I'm like, wow, it's just, you know, what happens is, you know, you make citizenship not that much fun. And I want a world in which we can have a little bit more fun than that. 647 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
This is brought to you by Irish Spring. So the car fire on I-10 westbound has been cleared, but and somebody called. There is a car that is now stalled just before the Garcon Point Road turn in to I-10 westbound, and that's what's slowing things down because people don't realize you can zipper in or whatever. Some people are just stalled there, parked behind that car. Some people are going around the other side. Maybe if whoever it is could move that onto the lawn or whatever till I get it taken care of. But that's what the new slowdown is, a stalled car. So it's down to one lane, still crawling on I-10 westbound. It's brought to you by Irish Spring. You can fill your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today. 648, and of course, if you have a traffic tip, you can always text it in, 437-1620. Thank you so much for doing so this morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to make sure you get the right products, the right service, right installation, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing, and they will take care of you. In fact, right now, it is hurricane season, you may have heard, and they have $1,000 off a Briggs & Stratton whole home generator. So be prepared for a hurricane or for a storm. You know, we do lose power here a lot for various reasons, and this will prevent you from having to suffer through that, losing your kitchen, you know, worth of food, all the stuff that happens. Free sewer camera inspections and $250 off repairs if you need to get repairs done. They are hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC technicians and plumbers, and of course, they're now servicing Baldwin County in addition to all the other locations, all the way from Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, and of course, a large location here in Ellison Field in Pensacola. Check them out and find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com.
It's time to get your head in the clouds with Pensacola Air Flight School. Come fly an airplane or let them teach you to fly. From your first flight to the airline captain, Pensacola Air offers affordable flight training for pilots by pilots. For a limited time only, we're offering a discounted discovery flight over the beautiful Emerald Coast for only $139.99. Pensacola Air Flight School. Book online at kpnsair.com or call 850-316-8825.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Hi, this is Janet Keller, owner of Flightline Realty and Property Management Company. We are a veteran-owned business at Flightline and here to serve you. We salute the tradition of the Blue Angels Beach Show and all who make it happen. We can serve all of your property management and real estate needs. From home rentals to purchases, we'll make it a smooth flight. Not sure which direction to go? We'll help direct the Flightline. Check us out at our website at FlightlineRealtyPensacola.com. Again, that's FlightlineRealtyPensacola.com.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Hey, dale.
Gallon of gas, 352. Florida average is 326. Looks like your best is still Mississippi for whatever. It's been Mississippi for a while, 295. And then California is 484. If you were in Navarre this morning, oh, now my computer's suddenly deciding it's not going to play this game. Okay, fantastic. 311 east and west at the Walmarts in Navarre. In Gulf Breeze, it's going to be 305 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge in Tiger Point. 339 in proper. Okay, take out a second loan, second mortgage. 301 at the Raceway in Milton, 301 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 309 at a couple of stations going through Pace. If you're in Pensacola, it's going to be 307 at the Murphy in front of the US 29 Walmart, same at the 9 Mile Walmart. And then coming in from the southwest side, looks like 299. The only station in the south end that's really holding out for 299 is the Shell at Cervantes and Pace. 653 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and David Wayne has got our headlines. David?
Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino defending Elon Musk's decision to limit the number of tweets that users can see. She made a statement on Twitter this week saying that when you have a mission like Twitter, you need to make big moves to keep strengthening the platform. President Biden welcoming Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson to the White House. Today, they'll be discussing support for Ukraine and the U.S. supporting Sweden entering NATO. And nearly $1 billion up for grabs in nationwide lotteries this week. There was no grand prize winner for Tuesday's Mega Millions. So that's rolling over to Friday. That's worth $427 million. And Powerball up to $546 million. As you know, this is my retirement plan. My only retirement plan.
Oh, so. Same, dude.
Well, yeah. So your plan is to keep working.
Pretty much until I die, yeah.
Outstanding. 654, David, thanks for the update. This whole Twitter thing is so weird to me because... The number of tweets that they were talking about limiting you to seemed to me, as a light Twitter user, seemed to me to be so high that who could ever even in a day use that many? But people feel like, oh, how dare you limit me? How dare you take away my, maybe I do want to read 7,000 tweets in a day, and how dare you stop me? Or 600 if you're a non-verified user or whatever the number they wanted. They kept changing the number the other day. It's kind of like, I don't know, imagine like a gas station that told you, you cannot pump more than 200 gallons of gas. And you'd be like, how dare you?
Right.
When have you ever pumped more than 12? Never. Okay, so you know what's
no,
the point?
Absolutely.
It feels like it's taking something away from you that suddenly you want real bad. You know, the old takeaway in sales tactics or relationships, it just makes you angry. Hey, in Afghanistan, this is a, God, they just, I know we knew what we were getting with the Taliban, so I guess you shouldn't be surprised when they do what the Taliban does, but, you know, who's the dumb one? The one who's surprised by when people do what they say they're going to do? Taliban is now outlawing women's beauty salons. Yeah.
Well,
you can't go get, you know, clippings
or hair. They can't show their faces,
so. Right, but they still take care of themselves under the veil, and then when their women are with women, you know, in private.
Right, they can take off their
veil.
Or with
their guy, when, right. You know, with their guy only, or family.
Right.
But it's just, you know, wow. It's amazing to think of all of the things that women have lost under Taliban rule. And I know it's kind of fashionable in some quarters to pretend like America is somehow hostile to women or whatever, but, you know, let's take a look at the places where women are really oppressed and, you know, places where, like,
yeah, at least we're not the Taliban.
I mean, I know it's not much of a defense, but it's like people who complain about the imperfections of America. I'm thinking, well, you know, could you maybe look at places where, you know, people have it a lot worse, women have it a lot worse, or economically, or they have a caste system, or just like, I don't know. It's easy to be frustrated about the one little thing that bothers you compared to, you know, hey, the Taliban, you can't go to the park, you can't participate in sports, you can't get an education, you can't go to public spaces, you can't get a job, and you can't even now go to the beauty salon. Like, there's, you know, what's left for female life in Afghanistan? Well, not much, right? 6:56, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by ECU Way. Bulk Waste Service now is a call for pickup. It used to be you could just set it out by the garbage, but now it is a call now. You call 2 p.m. the day before your normal service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looks like everything is starting to clear up now just a little bit more. There was a car fire at mile marker 25, I-10 westbound. Now, that's been moved off to the side. Traffic started rolling again, and it was down to one lane. And then there was a car stalled in front of those cars just a mile down the road. Anyway, that's starting to pick up now. It looks like that's been moved off to the side. So stuff is starting to move again. Just real, real slow still, I-10 westbound. So certainly pack your patience. I'm sure I don't have to tell you that. Use caution, as you know, wherever you are. You see an accident or a slowdown, you can always text it in. But again, just very slow as you're coming by the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. I know, my food stuff.
Nice.
I know, right? But it is. That's where the slowdown is. It does get down to one lane. It's moving. It's just moving real, real slow. Again, traffic tips, text 437-1620. Don't forget your Blizzard. News Radio 90. Are they even open yet? Probably not. Informative, local, dependable.
And
my mouth's watering. It's like Blizzard.
And your 40-ounce pack of patience.
Your 40-ounce pack of patience. I know, they say pack your... No lie, man. I know. What a frustrating... Somebody called us, like, I got past the fire, but then there's a stalled car. It's like, oh, man.
Just another Tuesday.
I was mad, because, yeah,
just another Wednesday
so
in Florida.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, I was driving this morning.
Did the bridge couplings come undone because of the heat yet today? You know, like, what's going on?
Don't do that. That's not funny. No, that's, yeah.
Oh, did you hear this?
There's a new pet.
Chia.
Chia pet. The pottery that grows.
The guy who invented the chia pet died.
That's, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Take a guess at his age.
I let's see. Those were around when I was a kid, so 30? Just
91.
Kidding. 91. I don't know, 50, 91?
91, yeah. The guy's name was Joseph Padot, and he basically was a inventor, entrepreneur, sales guy, whatever, marketing guy. He went to this event, I guess, and saw somebody had made the chia pet, and it was really rudimentary and ugly, mm-hmm. but he kind of caught the idea of it. He thought, I can make money on that. So he bought all their stock, bought their rights to the inventory and everything else, and turned it into, you know, this iconic, trendy thing that everybody's had chia pets in their lives. So anyway, that just, you know, he just passed away. And I just think it's kind of a fascinating one to think, like, if you could leave your mark on history, would you be happy that chia pet was your mark?
Absolutely.
That's something.
I'm not going to say which chia pet I bought for somebody for a gift for her birthday lately.
Oh, okay.
Your wife.
I know.
Okay.
You should
but they
tell
do.
Them.
They make them. I don't want to say
okay,
it because I don't want anybody
it was
mad.
Funny.
But yeah. They can make chias out of it. Oh, we should make a chia Andrew McKay. Yes.
Chia Bob Ross is just like True to Life. Okay, so quick future news. Jim Edmonds going to face any discipline for his comments about the Indians and the Redskins, anything?
No, just the hot dog stuff.
No, the hot dog stuff. That'll get him in trouble.
Yuck.
How long until somebody beats Joey Chestnut at Eaton?
Never. Until he dies.
He's going to retire, but I say 5 years.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.